Jacqueline Kemsu arrived at the U.S. Embassy in Yaoundé in late August looking every bit a success story. She had been invited to speak to a group of young leaders on her non-profit Beat Space. The audience included business owners, community leaders, journalists and students. She was being honored as an example of a positive story in a country where many young people often feel frustrated by lack of opportunity. Kemsu shook hands firmly, kept a broad smile and maintained eye contact. Last year, she started a small non-profit that has now made her one of Cameroon's most promising social entrepreneurs. She says her organization started as an activity to help alleviate the hardship of single motherhood. When she could not find a job, she decided to create one for herself. Her break came when she attended a skills-building seminar for women in 2011. There she learned how to recycle paper into beads. Kemsu says back home, she found her new skill so interesting that she began turning old calendars and newspapers into necklaces, earrings and adornments for handbags and shoes. Very soon, she was earning a living selling handmade jewelry to women in her community. 1 year later, she is being hailed as an imaginative innovator. Beat Space was born without a single dollar. Kemsu says she worked from her one-bedroom home for 6 months. With only Drive as the initial capital, the organization has grown and now affects the lives of others. Kemsu now runs a separate fashion design business, but she has kept Beat Space as a non-profit, training other single mothers. She says she targets single mothers because, as one of them, she understands their plight.
A single mother is all alone. It is very difficult for her if she does not have assistance to take care of her children and herself. Often, they are tempted to get into odd jobs like prostitution.
In conservative Cameroon, single mothers are still viewed as failures. Kemsu said when she became pregnant, she was rejected by her family and community. With only high school education, finding a job was almost impossible. She says her life was a struggle. She says Beat Space help other single mothers be self-reliant and avoid her own experience. She has already trained 31 women. 5 of her trainees now run their own small businesses. She says she continues to support them even after their training has ended. Whenever she has a large order, she outsources some of the work to her former trainees. Kemsu shot into the limelight after winning several awards for her work. In 2011, she received first prize in a national competition for the use of recycled material. In June and July 2012, she was nominated by the U.S. Embassy to take part in the Innovative Summit and Mentoring Partnership with Young African Leaders in the United States. The program was sponsored by the U.S. Department of State. Beat Space currently operates only in the northwestern Cameroon city of Bamenda, but Kemsu has plans to expand. She says her goal is to reach as many single mothers as possible. She is currently seeking funds to build a training center that can train 2 groups of 50 to 60 women every year. She is also considering an offer to partner with a British businessman about venturing onto the global marketplace. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa, in Yaoundé, Cameroon.